Good evening, John Hopkins.
It's stand-up comedy night at Johns Hopkins University.
First of all, I'd like to thank my parents for not showing up tonight. Yeah, they claimed they would be here if I ever managed to make them proud. I guess we all know the answer to that question.
The stand-up students might be a little nervous at the beginning of their set.
Yeah, also, if you're a flat earther, are you, like, against global warming, but, like, the global part?
But the experience is invigorating. Their jokes bring lots of laughter to usually busy, often stressed out students.
My name's Ariella Leyeshua. That means my initials are ALS. I don't have ALS, that's just who I am.
But comedy, as club member Ariella Shua says, is serious work.
We workshop it, so you go through it. Whoever's reading will read all of their material, and then we'll go joke by joke and say what works and what doesn't. It starts as an individual project for yourself, and then it becomes like a group effort.
Writing jokes is really fun. It takes a lot of critical thinking, you know. It's like a process when you get from like, this doesn't work, to this works.
Since joining last year, I've started carrying a notebook around with me, and whenever I just have a thought in my head that seems like, oh, like this is strange, or I see something, or I overhear someone saying something really funny, like in the library or something, I just write it down.
Not everyone can tell that I'm Jewish, though. You know, even though my name is Harry Cooperstein.
Sophomore Harry Cooperstein says the club is a natural fit for his funny personality, and stand-up helps him work on the skills he'll need in the future as a neurosurgeon.
Elements of, say, talking to patients as a doctor, and I think that being able to script things or just have jokes, like, ready to go might help kind of smoothen those interactions or make you a better public speaker.
I've always had, like, these noodly arms and, like, tree trunk legs. It feels like they ran out of ink when they were printing me.
Since joining the club last year, computer science major Alex Hector Gomez has developed his own style of comedy.
Not always tell the truth. Sometimes it's just funnier to go off your imagination, which you can kind of like get stuck not doing if you just follow like what actually happened. Also, maybe don't always go with your first idea.
Despite the workshops and rewriting and run-throughs, some ideas just aren't funny. And just because the club members are students performing for their fellow students, Benjamin Mategudo says that doesn't mean the audience cuts them any slack.
If you were performing very bad on stage, you throw tomatoes at them. So what if we make that the whole concept of the show, where we just let the audience throw tomatoes at us? So we spent our entire budget last year on a big box of foam tomatoes.
So in addition to practicing stand-up, club members get lots of practice dealing with comedy critics. For writer Faiza El-Masri in Baltimore, Maryland, Faith Lapidus, VOA News.